Easing our way through the day. Good morning. Joanne is on line three. Morning, Joanne.
Good morning, Frank.
And what's on your mind, Joanne?
I'm ringing in because a lot of my knitters heard Olive on your show on Friday, and we were trying to contact her. I have founded Knitted Knockers of Northern Ireland, and we aim to supply our knitters with wool to the knitters who knit to order with yarn, and I was just looking to know if Olive would like to join us.
Okay. Let me just remind people who aren't familiar with this. Olive phoned us on Friday during the show, and she told us about Knitted Knockers. Was it knitting and bitching, or stitching and bitching?
Yes, yes.
And people, you know, were really into their knitting, and they were having a yarn with their friends, and it was a great come together and social event and all of that, and charities were benefiting. But Olive then phoned us about Knitted Knockers. Just remind us what Knitted Knockers is all about, Joanne.
The reason I got involved with it was my friend had a mastectomy in December, and we were out shopping, and she has a breast prosthesis, which is a silicone one, and the lady in the shop just asked her how she was getting on, and she just happened to say that it was heavy. And I then Googled that night later on and found, you know, just checking out the research of how other women find the silicone prosthesis, and the same thing was coming through, that it was too heavy, sticky, it moved about, and it was smelly. And then I Googled for options, and up popped knittedknockers.org, which I thought was, you know, I wasn't sure about it, but I clicked on it anyway, and it was a lady from America called Barb, and she had a mastectomy as well, and she set up this organisation, which has now become worldwide. So I scanned down her provider list to see if there was anywhere I could get one, and ended up emailing Washington, not realising it was her founding group. And she actually emailed me back in the middle of the night and asked me would I set up in Northern Ireland, because they had just set up in Southern Ireland in Dublin last year. So I knit one for my friend, first of all, and she tested it out. And we then set up on the 4th of July in Northern Ireland. And we are the official provider for Knitted Knockers of America in Northern Ireland.
So the actual knocker that you're knitting is just a breast-shaped piece of wool, is that right?
No, it's knit to pattern. It's knit with 100% cotton, but you can use it in ordinary bras or mastectomy bras. We've developed a tie also to tie to ordinary bras, and then another separate one for mastectomy bras. And we are actually supplying all the breast clinics and all the hospitals in Northern Ireland through our knit-ins. I don't know what, will it continue? Or?
Oh, surely, I'm listening here, okay, and I'm sure the girls are listening as well.
Right. We set up a founding committee. I have six members of that committee, and we held an information night in the Seagull Hotel in Portadown. And from that night, we have ended up, that was only in July, we've ended up with 108 founding knitting guild members, 25 core team of knitting teachers. So what we do is we go to groups. We're building kind of each area at a time. So we're at the moment building the Portadown, Craigavon, Banbridge, Tandragee, Points Pass areas. And we go to groups and deliver just a talk, if anybody wants to talk about it, or a workshop. So we bring the yarn and the needles to the group, and we're linking with established knitting groups and sewing groups. And as I said, I came up with the idea of holding a knit-in. So the ladies that were at the information evening took sponsorship forms home with them, and I supplied the wool and needles in memory of my great-aunt for the first knit-in, and then the ladies raised over £1,000 at the first knit-in in Craigavon Civic Centre. The council hosted the room.
So this money would be going towards cancer charities then?
No, this money actually goes to buy the knit, the wool and the yarn and the materials for the next knit-in.
But when you have a knit-in, just excuse my ignorance on it, like, and you know, I don't want to sound in any way flippant about this, but how many of these knitted items do you actually need?
Well, in Craigavon Area Hospital alone, there's three women every week have a mastectomy. Not all women. I assume nowadays that most women would go for reconstruction, but not all women do. There's also 9 men a year in Craigavon Hospital would have breast cancer as well. And so that was why I came up with the idea of a knit-in, because it meant that it was in a controlled environment and we could knit in order to supply all the hospitals.
So a woman who would be needing the what you call the knitted knocker,
yes.
they might have 10, 20 of them. Is that what you're saying?
No.
But, you know, would it be something that they change on a daily basis?
No, not necessarily. The National Trust give them a foam prosthesis, first of all, you know, whenever they're leaving the hospital.
Yeah, the National Health.
So at that point, they'll also get a knitted knocker. So they won't be able to choose the colour because it'll just be whatever bra size they have, and the nurses will hand that to them when they hand them the National Health foam prosthesis. Then, whenever they get home, they then can order to, you know, place an order with us of what colour they want to go with whatever bra they're going to do. But because our demand...
Yeah, but just on that, they would, if they had maybe 7 or 8 different bras, they would want...
Well, at this point in time, we're trying to make sure everybody that comes through us, you know, gets one. We've fulfilled 40 orders already within a month and a half, and we only have 108 knitters on our books at the moment. And as I said, we're building each community. So ladies who have had their mastectomies from like today in past years, we're fulfilling orders for ladies who have maybe had a mastectomy 10, 20 years ago that are actually using shoulder pads to fill their bras.
Yes, this is the crucial bit for me because, yeah. Excuse my ignorance on
no,
it.
No.
Is it something that is permanently inside the bra, or can
yes.
it be removed from one bra to the other?
Oh no, it can be moved from one bra to the other. Sorry, I wasn't clear on that.
Yes,
it can be moved to one bra to the other and they can wash it. So we aim to, everyone that orders one, we aim to try and make sure they have two, so they have two different colours if it's a single mastectomy. If they have a bilateral mastectomy, then we give them two sets, and then we also try to deliver a swimming one for them as well, which is knit with acrylic wool and it's stuffed by with the scrunchie that you would use in the shower.
It's amazing. It's something that I never ever even thought of,
yes.
until Olive called us on Friday.
If you want to check it out, you'll find more information on it on knittedknockers.org in America, but you also can find it on our Facebook page, which is Knitted Knockers of Northern Ireland. Our website isn't up and running yet, but it will be soon. But what I'm trying to say is, as they have come on board to support us with the knit-ins, and they're hosting a knit-in in every one of their stores throughout Northern Ireland. And the first one that they're hosting is in Portadown on the 23rd of this month from 7 o'clock to 10. And it also supports the ASDA charity Tickle Pink. So what the idea is with our knit-in is we only need about £20 of a fundraising event to be able to pay for the wool and the needles for the next knit-in. And so we ask organisations or anyone who would like to host a knit-in that they supply the knitters, and they supply the location and maybe refreshments for the knitters, and then we come in with a team of knitters and kind of run everyone through the knitted knocker. So if you have another organisation you're trying to raise funds for, if someone raises £100, we would only need 20 of that to cover our costs for the next knitting, and you could then take the other £80 for whatever other organisation you're raising money for, or whatever other charity you're raising money for.
It sounds like a wonderful, wonderful idea. And are they all knitted to a standard size?
They're all knitted at 2 cup sizes. We've actually got an order from one of the breast clinics to knit a double H, so we're trying to find a needle that will hold the stitches, because it's quite big.
It's a double H. Again, my ignorance
here. Well, you're going A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, and double H.
Well, this is like Dolly Parton music.
Yes.
Right, okay.
So, that's it. But the good thing about knitted knockers too, it's developing into a community. So the ladies that the finding group are meeting, you know, on a regular monthly thing and organising other events that they want to go to and things. And I think it's good because in our community and the guild, there's a lot of ladies who are relatives of someone who have had breast cancer, or you know someone, or maybe their best friend, and it actually gives you a reason, you know, you feel as if you're helping someone. Because that was my thing whenever my friend had a mastectomy. I just wanted to do something, but there was nothing you can really do.
And well, Joanne, you've made it happen, considering
yeah.
you got in contact with a lady in America and the likes of Olive asking us about it. If Olive wants to get in touch, or any other Olives want to get in touch,
yeah.
how do they do it? Who do they contact?
Just please contact my Facebook, which is Knitted Knockers of Northern Ireland, or the phone number is 07 Well, you get the phone number on the Facebook page.
Yeah, I think if they go to the Facebook page.
Yes,
Knitted Knockers Northern Ireland. There's a good social scene with it.
Yes, there is. And as I said, every time we go to one of the Asdas throughout Northern Ireland, we will be building that area. So we'll be looking for established knitting clubs in that area and sewing and craft clubs in that area, because we're in the middle of developing other things that will help patients with breast cancer. And we've been invited by Joanne Dobson, the MLA, to present to the all-party group on cancer in Stormont. And we're also linking with Cancer Focus, Macmillan Cancer, and are currently trying to contact Pretty in Pink just to do joint fundraiser with Pretty in Pink.
Joanne, you are incredibly proactive. Seriously. And I thank you for letting us know about it on the back the chat on Friday.
Yes.
We've tweeted that link as well there. You at U105 Radio, if you want all the details there, it's up there for you at U105 Radio. Joanne, very informative. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
Bye.
You.